صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. The date today is the 22nd of Rabi'ul Awal 1447. Today our topic is the Arab response to the rogue regime Israel. Let's welcome Mufti Sahab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on a Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahab, I just saw one of the latest articles now. It's the Media Line. They say that 5 years after Abraham Accords, the Arab summit says future and past normalization efforts are in jeopardy. Could this be true, Mufti Sahab?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What we need to do in the Arab response to the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel is we need to break it up and divide it into three different categories. The true Islamic response, that we don't expect from them. I'll just mention 3, 4, 5 points there. Number one, all of them must say that we're expelling all the Jews, Christians from our country, as was the instruction of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the fatal illness. The hadith is authentic. Bukhari, Muslim, Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Akhrijul Yahud wa Nasara min Jazirat al-Arab. Expel them. This is the cradle of Islam. So how can you allow all these enemies to assemble there and they get such high post and so forth? Number two is this. No Israeli must be allowed to enter any Arab country. If he enters there, they must arrest him straight away. Number three, they must recognize the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. Imagine how low they have gone, because America will feel upset. So they say, no, we will not recognize them till we get permission. You see, now they have realized on whom they are banking. So now that person is a stake. So he is not going to give you assistance. They hate you, Arabs, but they only love your money and your oil. But you idiots and fools can't see that, you know. So that is the truth. And then the next one you must remember they need to do is this. You can't expect them to have a NATO-type Arabs, you know, saying that if one country is attacked, they all will help. You know that will never happen, you see. So these are few things that they can do and so forth. No diplomatic ties with Israel. And those countries that have ties must sever their ties. But you see, it can't happen. With Allah's help, you know, we have students very loyal. So now yesterday's Q&A, that student sent me a photo and so forth. He say himself he saw. You must remember that the Israeli ambassador coming there to the, or the Israeli delegation coming there to meet the United Arab Emirates there by the embassy and so forth. Then the photo also came, you see. If you look at my status, all that you will see it there. So that is where you are, that they fool them and keep on fooling them, you know. So that is the Islamic response, remember. Second one will be, what practical response can they be, practically? So, and one more point before I come to the practically. Qatar now, today, 57 Muslim countries meeting, Arab countries, all that and all and all. So I want to ask the leadership of Qatar one simple question. You are a tiny little tot country, right? Qatar is only 300,000, 350,000. Meaning just above 250,000 and less than 500,000. The rest who are there are Indians, Pakistanis, workers, employees and all that. 1 million, 2 million. Okay? So when we look at the entire population, 2.5, 3 million people max, right? But you, Qatar, you say America betrayed you. But if I put it to you the other way, didn't you betray Palestine? Didn't you betray Gaza? How? You have become the biggest base for America. 10,000 of their personnel are there in Doha. From there, they are supplying Israel. And Israel murders, kills, rapes, burns our people. So who is contributing to that? Who is betraying who? Who is being treacherous? So therefore, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ Allah ki lati be awaz hai. You thought America will protect you. America kept its arm folded and let Israel attack you. So it shows that you have put your, you know, in English they say, don't put all your money, all your assets in one basket. You have put it in the wrong basket, brothers and sisters of Qatar. You're supposed to be the ones that take heed from the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah and so forth. So now let's come, that's the Islamic one. Now let's come to the practical ones they can do. So all this Abrahamic Accord, all these things finished, cancelled and so forth. You showed us your true colors. You showed us what you did there in Gaza. Who is supplying the arms, ammunition, all these type of things. Italy says, if Netanyahu comes now, they will arrest him. You see that? So many countries will say. But if there's Arab and port dictators, can they say that in public? I'm asking. If the ministers come from there, so you must remember, they can't say this in public. Because anything they do, they must look behind their shoulder. What will America say? What shall the Khruat Baas say? What will the big boss say? You see? So that is their biggest failure. So practical steps, the Twitter account are saying all these things there, that Saudi Arabia and Kuwait said they will no more allow Israeli citizens or Israeli passport holders to come there, and if they come, they will arrest them. So now, a step like that, you should have taken 50 years ago, 40 years ago. See, one step. Second one is this, that all these jutlas that they are dealing with and so forth, tell them that once you are going to deal with Israel, then we are not going to give you oil. Easily they can do that. An oil embargo. King Faisal did that when, in the 70s. I remember very, very well. You weren't born still, Morana. In 72, 73, if you wanted to go from Johannesburg to Durban, from Heidelberg, our place, to Durban, we had to make arrangements. We were very young. So now, before I came into Pakistan, so my father would phone people in Villiers, phone people there, Ladysmith, keep petrol ready for us, you see. So we stop there, they fill up our tank, because the garages are closed. Then go there to Ladysmith, another connection, fill up there. Then reach Durban, fill up there. So like that, going, coming time and all. You can't travel and so forth. So it had a global impact, you see. And if you look at the truth, that is why King Faisal was assassinated, you know. A big, big mistake that these Arab leaders, this morning's program, I said, if you study their lives, let's put 100 of them. They are kings and amirs and their ministers and all that, right? From them, 80, 90 are castrated and impotent. What do we mean by castrate and impotent? They just talk shop. But practically to do something, they can't do anything. Hopeless, useless, good for nothing. You see. But when you are sincere, then you are prepared to listen. Hazrat Mawlana Qamaruzzaman, Hafizahullah, almost 90, 100 years old, he wrote a masterpiece of a book, Mufakkir-e-Islam, Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan al-Nadwi. That time was Rahimahullah, or that time was maybe Hafizahullah when he wrote it, but now is Nawwarallahu Malqadahu Rahmatullah alayh. In day he wrote, Hazrat Mawlana Qamaruzzaman wrote, that King Faisal, Rahimahullah of Saudi Arabia, used to invite him, Hazrat Mawlana Ali Miah, Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, and tell him, come give me advice. Because King Faisal was a shrewd man. He would invite the Mawlanas, the Sheikhs, all of them, and see who came, who didn't come, and all that. Those who didn't come, he gave them double price and war reward. And those who came, he gave them. He knew they're a bunch of mufatiyas, understand? That they just want to come here and fool me. But those who said, Faisal, we don't like sitting on your company with all that. So he would send to them, he said, no, you take double, you understand? And so forth. So they tried Abul Hasan Nadwi. He gave everything to the poor and needy, never took anything. So when he invited Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi, Nawarullah Marqadu, he would sit one to one, King Faisal. And Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi would give him advice. King Faisal one, two times used to cry and cry so much that the security would come in. And he would ask him, you need our, he said, get out from here. You're all bunch of muftiyas. This man is giving me sincere advice from his heart. And I'll be a fool not to take it. Show me one Arab leader today is prepared to do that. Call somebody who is really sincere, who has the love of this ummah, love of the Haramain, love of Masjid al-Aqsa. So they prepared to do. They will call their chamchas who they pay. You see, who are on their payroll. People who can't speak the truth. People who will only flatter them and so forth and so on. That is the truth of the matter. That's one. Two, that student wrote to me something and I mentioned it. The Arab leaders will pay a very, very big price. Their kingdoms and their crowns meant much more to them than Masjid al-Aqsa itself. Any person, any nation who puts his self-interest first and leaves out Masjid al-Aqsa, the Qibla-i Ula, Allah will destroy them. That is Islamic law. That is Allah's system. Amen. Allah don't need me, he don't need you, he doesn't need anybody. Allah ghani, Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. But Allah gives us a chance and opportunity. I will give you millions, I'll give you billions. What are you going to do with it? Show me all these airports. You go to Dubai airport, you go to Abu Dhabi airport, you go to Doha airport, you go to Cairo airport, you go to all these Bahrain airport and all these airports. Show me one of them that has a kiosk and they are promoting Islam. Show me one. All the haramis, you must remember that. You understand? That they promote their own country, promote their own kingdom, promote their grandfather and father and all that nonsense, you must remember. And promote haram things, you understand? Where the next all the films will play, where the next belly dancing will play. Saudi Arabia is clapping hands today. We got the WrestleMania coming to Saudi Arabia in 2027. South Africa is clapping hands. We got the F1, Formula 1 coming to South Africa in 2027. If kafirs, non-Muslims do it, we can understand. When you Muslims do it, then how will we reconcile this? So you see practical steps I'm speaking about. Till you don't remove the ban on Tabligh Jamaat, you're inviting the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. They never discuss politics. Is there a law? No one is allowed. But you took them and you banned them. But your departments of vices and all that, you made them flourish and gave them capital, gave them more resources, everything. So how are you going to get the mercy of Allah, the help of Allah? Sinners, we all are sinners. But you all are justifying your sin. When somebody wants to speak the truth, you want to arrest them. You see, you say America betrayed you, but look at your hotels, look at the Makkah, Medina, Riyadh, Jeddah, Dammam, all the Arab capitals. Which one doesn't have McDonald's? Which one doesn't have KFC? Which one doesn't have Starbucks? Which one? The Pakistan, we stayed in Pakistan, so we know. It's one of the poorest countries if you look at it. Population and their GDP and all these things there. But they the only nuclear. So why you didn't go nuclear? You Arab regimes. Because in simple words, you are licking the backsides of America and Israel. So now they will look after us. So therefore I say, and I made a comment this morning. I said, everyone and you Mozaid, you should make sure you do it. Saturday, I went for Salat or something. I came back, I saw the newspaper there on the fence. The Lanesia Times, the latest one. Maybe it's online also. You must read that letter in this latest copy or latest edition of the Lanesia Times, written by the cultural attaché of Iran. You see? She has a kafir, all that. We speak the most, we the most vocal one. But Quran taught us a principle, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِقْدِلُوا وَأَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Even your enemies do justice. Who see the letter the cultural attaché penned and wrote against America and West and thus and all. Why do the people there in Iran and others say death to America, death to Israel? He listed the crimes they committed. They had a democratically elected prime minister, president. They made sure they took him out. Why? Because he said that this oil you guys are making us fools and all. And then they brought the Pahlavi regime of Shah and all these things. Who will serve their interests. You speak of democracy, but you do this. They shot down one Iranian plane, America, and 280 plus passengers in there, you see. So like that, they highlighted all this. You think we're just going to forget? So I told the Jutlas, but I know they listen. I said what you did today and the past 700 days in Gaza, we will never ever forget and we will never forgive also. Understand? So that is supposed to be, we must be clear on our stance and all this kind. But these guys, they feel that no, we'll be upsetting the apple cart. But you're holding the resources. Qatar has invested billions and billions of dollars in America. If they just say we're removing quarter of it, half of it. If Qatar had any iman, they will tell Trump and all of them that, you know what, you got 10,000 force base here. Take away half, take away three quarter. We don't need them here, we don't want them. You must make them pay for their crimes and so forth. But you need iman to do that. You must remember. Taliban showed the world. Hamas showed the world. But these jokers, they anti-Hamas. You see? So, the people who are trying to do good for this ummah, who are trying to save Masjid al-Aqsa and the Palestinians, you are against them. You will go support Mahmoud Abbas and the Palestinian Authority, bunch of murtads and haramis and so forth and so on. And say you will bring peace. You must remember this thing there. So this whole Gaza war, if you want to call it that, remember was a proper game changer. It showed us who's who in the zoo. Who is min al-tayyibat and who is min al-khabithat. Who is on the right side and who is on the wrong side and who are on the fence and so forth and so on. So whether it is Saudi Arabia, whether it's United Arab Emirates, whether it's Qatar, whether it's Bahrain, Morocco, Egypt, Jordan, all, they all need to review and reassess everything. This was just a sample. And don't be fooled with that. That attack on Medina came from Israel. Just testing the waters. Don't talk too much against us. We are prepared to even attack your holy, holy places and cities. You see? So these are the things that we have to understand and then only you. So instead of making links and forging links and unity with Israel and America, you should be forging links and all that with who? With Muslim countries. Another example. Pakistan Army said, we are going to protect Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara. If the need arises and Israel attacks Makkah, Medina, we will use our nuclear power against Israel. See, they made Israel ambassador apologize and everything in United Nations. Which Arab country could do that? You think anybody could do that? They don't have that self-esteem. They don't have that ghira. They don't have that iman. So you must remember. Not that Pakistan is some very great country or something, but at least few people you have. And you must remember, so I took that and sent it out instead on Twitter, and I wrote there, Pakistan Zindabad, Chutlas Murdabad, you see. Because you have to beat Twitter, beat X with all that. They just work with it, algorithms and all that. So whatever you call it. So we must beat the system. You understood? And this. So that is what you have to do. But you giving your children, there in the Arab countries, more and more American stuff. They'll come for namaz with the big cap. Understood. So that time they turn the cap around. You see, we Americano. Who's teaching them that you must eat like an American, dress like an American, and be like an American? And so you make your own people suffer from the inferiority complex because of your educational system. Because the teachers who are teaching also are half the time, you understand, upside down and so forth. So these are all issues if you want the proper plan and suggestion and all this type of thing. So Allah Ta'ala protect, you know, the Haramain. Oh, we still got 5 minutes, 4 minutes. Gee, any other questions?
Gee, Mufti Saab, with regards to, will there be a chance, is there opportunity for them to come to the realization, perhaps because of all this that is happening? Sometimes it pushes people towards making the right decisions.
We hope so, but we can't say that if you put it on a scale, most we will say is 50-50. We can't even say 60-40 or 70-30 and all that. Because every country, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan, Egypt, Kuwait, all of them, first thing is they think of their own kingdom and their own crown and their own royal family. You see that? How can we let all this go? And so forth. But if you want to serve Islam, then Quran says to Jahiduna bi amwalikum anfusikum fi sabilillah. You have to use your own self, you have to use your own wealth and all that in a part of Almighty Allah. So that is where the problem lies. That the Muslim countries today, 60 countries, 57 countries, whatever you call, they'll just call them, give big speeches and all that, and say now there will be self-glorification. We see what we did, you see. So that is what it is all about. So we don't really wait for these things, yeah? And we will say that that is a wrong step to take, you know, that to seek for honor by them. You have to seek for honor and help and assistance directly from Almighty Allah. Say, I give you one more thing, then we finish. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, every year we used to go Umrah, Hajj, or Ramadan, and so forth, for years. 94-95, that was the Sudais and Shuraim show, Seen and Sheen. Taraweeh Salah Dairy, 10-10. That Qiyamul Layl Dairy, you see. Odd nights, he makes the dua, Sudais. And even nights, Shuraim makes the dua, you see. So 94-95, when that war took place, Bosnia, you know, they got Herzegovina, like that. And the other side was who? So you must remember, was the Serbs and the enemies of Islam and all that. So every night they would read Kunut. Every night, every day they would read that Kunut and Nazila and Fajr Salat. You see. So Fajr time they should read, Maghrib time they should read, and Kunut they should read. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi dhalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin. And Ya Allah, never let them come back to our lands and so forth. You see, if they come back here, then we got our arms and ammunition to take them on. So that is how you must remember Islam flourished. So now, if you look at it, why you don't implement Qunut and Nazila in Makkah, Medina? Simple thing. Huh? But who can implement it? Sudais. But Sudais has to take instructions from MBS. MBS don't want to upset the Jews. Friday khutbah, Mahir Mu'aytali, good khutbah, not bad. But one mistake, I asked him, Mahir, why you don't say Yahud? He used the word Sahayina and Zionism and all that, but he don't say one time also Yahud. So frightened and all these type of things. So for who are you so frightened? So we all need to be clear that there are many things that can be done, but you need through Iman, inshallah, and we hope it is done. Allah give them all tawfiq, give us tawfiq. Make dua of your associates, and Allah Ta'ala accept us for his deed. Make our khatima on Iman. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab. From us and the team, we say Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.